From the Old Testament, from the book of Lamentations. You may recognize as you hear these words that they are part of a familiar hymn that we often sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, that hymn that is inspired by these words from Lamentations chapter 3. Join with me in prayer. Send, O Lord, your Spirit upon us all and silence in us any voice but your own, that in hearing your word, we may become your glad and faithful people. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear the word of God. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Then from the Gospel of Luke, we hear this parable in a way that Jesus taught through parables, telling stories that had a greater truth. The sermon this morning, it says in the bulletin, is titled In, but it should be Reach In, because what we're talking about in our sermon series this fall is reaching up to God, reaching out into the world, and reaching in to nurture and strengthen our own faith and spiritual lives. So hear the word of God. The apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord replied, If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending the sheep in the field, Come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you rather not say to him, Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, We are worthless slaves. We have only done what we ought to have done. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I heard a really disgusting fact this week, and as soon as I heard it, I thought to myself, how am I going to work that into a sermon? Well, apparently at the Carolina State Fair, you can purchase a hamburger patty on, get this, 2 Krispy Kreme donuts instead of buns. I feel a little sick just thinking about it. And hamburgers are fine. Well, they're not fine really, but this isn't about the quality of meat. Krispy Kreme donuts are fine. Well, they're not fine actually, but every now and then. But putting hamburgers together with Krispy Kreme donuts, that is not fine. It's too much. Way, way over the top. Someone suggested at the first service that if it was truly a state fair food, you would deep fry it and put it on a stick. Well, there is a way to make it even worse than it already is. Just another example of our supersize it culture. You want some fries and supersize. Forget those 8-ounce soft drinks. How about 7-Eleven slurp and gulp weighs in at a hefty 52 ounces. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. We've been brainwashed to think that more means better. Not necessarily so, except in the case of ice cream, where one can never have quite enough, Greg. So what are we to do with a mustard seed, a seed so small it's difficult even to see? We don't think about mustard seeds all that much because mustard trees aren't common in this area the way they are in the Middle East when Jesus was using that analogy. When we hear the word mustard, we're most likely to think about hot dogs or bratwursts. And as long as we have those handy yellow plastic bottles of mustard within reach, we don't really need to think about mustard seeds and mustard trees. Hey, how about a little mustard on that Krispy Kreme hamburger? You took out a ballpoint pen or pencil and you just put a little dot on a piece of paper, that's the size of a mustard seed, almost invisible. And yet Jesus uses this minuscule little seed as a metaphor of faith, not about how much faith we need, but about how much faith it takes to command a tree to uproot itself and throw itself in the sea. If faith the size of a mustard seed can do amazing stunts like that, how much faith does it take for us to live truly faithful lives? If you only had faith the size of a mustard seed, Jesus says, and then he starts spouting off about the disciples being worthless slaves. And I have to say, when I read these words, it sets my teeth on edge. It sounds as if Jesus berates his disciples because their faith is so small, and then he chews them out because who are they to ask anything from him? They're nothing more than a bunch of worthless slaves. Let's go back a minute and reread this passage using a different tone of voice. Not a voice of condemnation and ridicule, but a voice of love. You want more faith, Jesus says, gently shaking his head, a smile playing on his lips. You don't need more. What I have already given you is more than enough. Receive the gift of faith with gratitude and delight. As for the part about being worthless slaves, read this in the context of what we know about Jesus, who of all people is a mighty advocate for the poor and the oppressed. Jesus would never denigrate slaves or servants, and nor is he saying that slavery is okay. Shortly before his death, Jesus tells the disciples that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. On the night before he's crucified, Jesus bows down and washes his disciples' feet as a servant would do. I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you, he says. Jesus is the servant in this passage. He is the servant leader. He has come to the world to serve God, to teach us how to serve one another out of love, not out of a feeling of drudgery and obligation, not because we have no other choice. We follow Christ and we serve God in gratitude and joy. Jesus doesn't need to thank us for having faith in him, but our lives should reflect the gratitude we feel knowing that Jesus loves us. Faith is not a matter of size, of being bigger or better than everyone else. We don't have to supersize our faith so that we can rearrange the landscape, ordering trees to uproot and pitch themselves into the sea. I mean, what is the point in that? It might catch a lot of attention, but not the kind of attention we want. Instead of thinking of how you're lacking in faith or comparing your faith to somebody else's, instead of wishing you had more, consider what you do with the faith you already have. Pray for enough faith to be the person Jesus calls you to be. Pray for enough faith to see you through this day. Pray for enough faith that you can reflect the light of Christ to someone else this week. We don't need to supersize. We only need enough. At the airport, a mother and daughter said their goodbyes. The mother hugged her daughter, then looked into her eyes and said, "I love you, and I wish you enough." "I love you too, Mom," the daughter replied, "and I wish you enough." They exchanged a final hug, and then the daughter turned and walked toward the security gate. A stranger nearby witnessed this odd exchange. "Pardon me," he said to the older woman, I couldn't help but overhear the words you said with your daughter. Do you mind if I ask you what it means? I wish you enough." The older woman smiled gently and looked off with a faraway gaze in her eyes. "It's a blessing that has been passed through the generations of my family for many years. We know the words so well that all we need say is, 'I wish you enough,' to know what the other is saying. It means that we wish the other enough good things to sustain them. I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright, no matter how gray the day may appear. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive and everlasting. I wish you enough pain so that even the smallest of joys in life may appear bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough loss to appreciate all that you possess. I wish you enough hellos to get you through the final goodbye." That is what we ask of God, to give us enough. Give us this day our daily bread. We pray every week in worship. Give us this day the amount of faith we need for this day. Give us the faith we need now without worrying about what we're going to need tomorrow, or the next day, or in the next year. Give us this day the faith to see us through our grief, the strength to face challenges we don't even know about yet, the peace that allows us to find the gift in this day. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us enough faith for today. We don't even need as much as a mustard seed, Lord. All we need is enough. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every morning is a new morning. Every day, God gives us enough. Well, I wish you enough. Enough faith to bring a smile to your face this day. Enough faith to give you strength to bear the sorrows that saturate your heart. Enough faith that you delight in this day that the Lord has made. Enough faith to trust that you are a child of a living God. Enough faith to know that you are loved by the one who has given you life. I wish you enough. And if any of you ever have the chance to chow down one of those Krispy Kreme hamburgers, just keep it to yourself, okay? Because just the thought of it is more than enough. Would you pray with me? Lord, you give us enough each day, our daily bread. Sometimes we think we need more, or we long to be bigger examples of faith, but you just ask us to be livers of life and of faith, and to know the joy that comes from your love. May we live faith with grace and with gratitude and with joy, that we might be a light in this world of darkness. Lord, give us enough, because in Christ you give us more than we could ever ask or hope for. In the name of our living Savior, we pray, and let all God's people say, Amen.